WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Remember this, our motto on this Elvis show.
Elvis was my friend.
I'd like to do a song here, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the prettiest goddamn love songs I've heard in my life, man. I'll tell you.
Righty.
No, it is. It's just one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard in my life. I've never sung it. I've never recorded it. I never liked the damn thing until I found out. Damn, I got a toothache. Until I found out the story behind why it was written, and then I really didn't like it because I don't like that type of stuff. So, well, next song, no. No, this is a true story.
What else? Song.
It's been around for a long time.
He's a little scattered.
He's trying to take his belt off, really. He's going to cut me, castrate me, do something, you know.
Take his belt off.
I can't do that. I got things to do and places, you know. Places to go and other tours and things and cities and chicks and all that jazz, you know.
Why?
Look, I just call. Be careful. Be careful, son. Be careful. Don't get it caught in the core. I'll die. You know. Electrocute my ass. And I mean,
taking his belt off.
I just mumbled.
Taking his belt off.
Yes, right.
Damn, I said it's that tight. You cut off my hair, man. I can't sing. You know, I sing from down in the gut. Any down shoe soles. It'll never get up here.
The Don and Mike Show.
I got a
funny Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sorry.
We're calling a trap.
I got a toothache. I love that tape.
Here's another great one. This is The Germ is the Enemy.
Yes. This orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, was voted by Billboard magazine in the last 2 years, the number one orchestra of the year.
Yay, Elvis.
Cost me a fortune to get that done. No, I'm only kidding. There's a guy in the audience. I got sick one night last week and I had a temperature of about 102. Wait a minute. Don't plug 102 temperature. No, I had a temperature. It was a flu going on in this town and all my employees were dropping like flies. And I was in, they were in a room with me, you know, getting me dressed and they breathed in my face. And
get me dressed.
So I caught the flu and I missed one night.
Night.
Which I don't like to do. I've only missed about 6-7 nights in 19 years from illness.
Yeah, all this.
19 years, baby.
Because, you're straight.
To me, a germ is an enemy. And I hate that son of a bitch. And I'll fight it.
You know, karate chopped it.
I went to the hospital once in my life. Once in my life.
Wow.
And then I was on it for 3 days.
He's not high.
They had a little bronchial trouble in the tubes.
Bronchial.
And you know how they do in the hospital. They check you for everything in the world.
Jack,
you know
he's not on drugs.
Liver.
I love this.
Know, they'll find something wrong with you. They'll create something if you ain't got it. That guy took a liver biopsy. You know what a liver test is? You know what it do?
What?
The doctor comes in and says, don't look at me. Turns your head. Takes a needle this long, goes, ah, right between your ribs, pulls out a piece of your liver. I swear to God, that's it. John, you know what I'm talking about.
John, Jack.
And so I said, ugh. He said, I don't move for 24 hours. And here I was, I guess. Damn, what did he do to me? I was okay. I was getting well, and he come in and stabbed me.
Speaking
I swear
with
to
sound
God,
effects.
I saw him out of the corner of my eye because I can't help it. I'm trained that way. He looked like a samurai warrior. He said, ah! For that needle, man, you know. Fastest summit I've ever seen in my life.
In retrospect, how would you like it if you paid top dollar in Vegas to go see Elvis sing?
The people that paid top dollar to see him are eating it up with a spoon.
That's right.
I guarantee it. They loved it.
Oh, thank you.
They were all living with that facade that he was okay.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're going there, you're a super fan. You're not going to pay attention. But you can pay attention to this.
Elvis did the concert, you know.
You want to hear a quiz for Mike? Do you remember the artist's name?
I know he's Filipino.
Yes, but what's his name?
Is it Renelvis?
Renelvis.
It's hard when you talk about Elart Elarm.
Yes, you're right.
To determine just who's worse, but I think it's this guy.
I think this is a hit record, Mike. Unlike some of Elart's work.
If you're wondering what this is, ladies and gentlemen, it is a tribute to a cup that Elvis drank out of, and this guy got it as a souvenir.
Elart is a novelty artist. This guy is a true songwriter, singer.
Listen to this lyric.
He'll tell you that he loves you much and thank you very much.
For you songwriters at home, he'll tell you that he loves you much and thank you very much.
Ronaldo's.
Using much. You know, people, it's conventional wisdom would say you don't put much and much at the end of both stanzas. You don't do that. But this guy, he defied the rules.
He's talented, man.
Right, man.
Anyway. When I got sick, a fellow volunteered his services to come in and fill in for me.
He was
way up.
Oh, this is a good one. This one is the Where is Cosby?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I got sick, a fellow volunteered his services to come in and fill in for me. He was way up north somewhere working or getting a TV show. He does so much. He volunteered to come in and work this show for me. And now that he's been here ever since, he'll open here tomorrow night. I'd like to thank him, Bill Cosby. Bill, where are you, buddy? What? Where's Bill? I haven't seen Bill yet. Where's Cosby? You mean after that build-up that son of a bitch left? Well, the hell with him. I won't pay him anyway.
How about that?
No, I'm only kidding.
Bipolar.
No, he's 10 grand. I give him that whether he likes it or not. And stick it up his nose.
Wow. Wow, there's a...
What's he saying?
Stick it up his nose.
Hey, he's saying something about Cosby.
One girl really reached.
I know it.
Yeah, man.
How far is it to the... Oh, about 5-7 minutes. There's the building back over there,
Red.
Red.
Oh, hell, we could have taken a boat.
We got to cross the bridge.
Yeah, last man
the rowboat.
That's Gator Bowl over there.
Gator Bowl, that's where you play. Yeah.
They're in Florida.
It's him just driving around with his goofball idiot friends.
He's in Miami.
He's about to say it, though.
Is that when we got caught that night, Chief?
When the door's locked?
Chief. This is when they sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
At the Gator Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys put me through a window into a paddy wagon and take me to the hospital?
Yep, we fought them all that long. I mean, fought them.
Oh, that's not the one. Okay.
That's a different one. Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. They're in the back of a car. That's what we're listening to. In the back
we'll
of the
Elvis. We do two shows a night, 5 weeks. A lot of times we'll go upstairs and sing until daylight. Gospel songs. We grew up with it from the time I can remember, like 2 years old. It more or less puts your mind at ease. It does mine.
Eating.
That's young Elvis right there.
Talking about gospel music.
We'll sing till dawn.
Here's some more.
Because we can't go to sleep because we're filled with amphetamines.
Some more of the good Elvis.
I'll tell you a story, if you don't mind, before I do this.
Sure,
it's this little young lady right here. Her name is Judy Spreckles. And let me tell you a story about her. When I came to Hollywood, I was 20 years old. Do love me tender.
He's so effed up.
Her family was the Spreckles Sugar family. You've heard of those, haven't you? Yeah, well, I guess everybody has because, you know, it's a big company. She gave me...
Herpes.
But what about STDs?
Four Black Star Sapphire ring that I kept up until Priscilla and I were married, and Priscilla used it as an engagement ring. This lady right here did. 20 years ago.
Hooray, Elvis.
From the Spreckles Sugar Company. You ever hear of them?
Never. Never.
It's a good name for a sugar company, don't you think? Spreckles Sugar?
Yeah. Shouldn't it be Sprinkles?
Well, but Spreckles works.
Spreckles, yes.
That sounds sweet.
She's been married off in the hills, flying in the jets and climbing trees and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
What?
She's flying jets and climbing trees.
Climbing
man.
Trees,
she's
man.
She's married.
I'm just rambling. I don't know, Jay.
Riding horses, she's a wild woman, you know, but she did that, and she comes in every once in a while to check on me.
Mr. Presley, did you bang her?
Anyway, let me tell you about this song, all kidding aside.
Okay,
it's the story of a man who's dying in a hospital.
He's dying.
Dying.
And his wife had been sitting by his bedside for 3 days and three nights. Somewhere on the third night, between midnight and day, she lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep softly, Glenn. Lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep. Well, he felt her when she dozed off to sleep. And I hope you'd quit writing it, Lassus, till I'll tell the story, please. He was dying, and he felt her when she lay down beside him.
He's so effed up.
And he didn't want her to see him pass away.
What?
So he took his notepad from the side of the bed.
Mr. Presley, will you be coming back to England?
Softly, I will leave you.
Judy Spreckles.
And if you can stop rattling those glasses until I tell the story.
Man, you know he is right on the verge as he's telling the story. Man, oh man, God damn it, get them lights out of my eyes.
But much of the time Elvis spent in the bathroom was for other reasons.
Oh, wow.
Bodily functions are really a horrible subject. But, you know, it...
oh, dear.
You just can't... You can't do what he did and be... normal in any restriction.
He had almost a total blockage of his lower digestive tract.
Ouch.
His large intestine was impacted.
Oh my.
His colon was impacted. It was a sure sign of drug abuse. The downers that he had taken over many, many months had almost completely shut down his digestive tract.
Let me tell you something for those of you who may not be too observant. And I might have missed. No, I can't sing about the jury. Hell, you know, these rocks. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a little bit about this jewelry that I got on.
Your jewelry, okay.
Now, this thing I got on, wore in the Hawaii special, you know, and people thought it was one big stone, and it's not.
Bravo!
It's 11 half carat stone, which is pretty big, you know. Nice, it's the biggest I've ever seen. And anyway, this next to Elizabeth, I think she's got the biggest one. I think you're right. And that's the biggest diamond, too.
What?
Buddy?
You're fast. You're good, boy.
Rest joke.
This thing here I had designed for the stage. It's got all different shapes of diamonds, pear-shaped, square-shaped, Super Bowl, whatever.
Pear-shaped, queer-shaped.
Pear-shaped, queer-shaped, Super Bowl.
At this point, when Elvis would travel, he would pay a jeweler to come with him in case he wanted to buy jewelry in the middle of the night. And so it's not like he was like, you know, having a jewelry just to help him out.
And during the shows, he's starting to do the Liberace thing where
of course.
You're talking about your possessions, which right. you think the audience, which they do want to hear about.
Yeah, they do. I don't think I'm going
to
get
stage.
Up.
This I got tonight for
tonight.
You.
Tonight.
You know, really.
I got this ring for you.
He's got it tonight, just like I got the suit, closing. And the reason I'm telling you this, because I think you ought to know it. You help pay for.
Okay.
Wow. And I believe he may have stolen that line from Liberace.
I bet he did.
I think that was because Liberace said, "Do you like this? You paid for it.
You paid for it.
You
at
like
7:30 a.m., Smith left to grab some sleep. As Elvis got ready for bed, his stepbrother Ricky Stanley came upstairs.
I remember Elvis saying he couldn't really sleep very well. And...
I can't sleep.
I remember Ricky Stanley brought up some medication for Elvis to take at that time.
As the members of his entourage later revealed, he had a bad...
Members of his entourage. Where's Turtle and Drama? I need some of that medical marijuana, like chronic.
Hey, man, get Kevin Dillon up here to feed me a cherry pie.
And then have Gary Busey paint my body. Get Ari on the phone.
Listen, I want to talk to Jeremy Piven.
Theory of drugs. That were classified as attack 1, attack 2, attack 3.
Oh, it's attack.
Around 8:30 a.m., Presley's Aunt Delta brought him a glass of water, the morning newspaper, and a third packet of medication.
Where's Aunt Delta?
By this time, Elvis was swimming in drugs.
Always before a tour, Elvis was so keyed up, he just couldn't sleep. He took Quaaludes different times.
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes, that's Aunt Delta.
Where are my Quaaludes?
Aunt Delta, you have my attack 2 Quaaludes?
My Quaaludes.
Is that attack 2 or 3?
Some, you know, a form of tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Placidils.
After you take those things for so long, the sleeping pill only lasts maybe 2-3 hours.
I know, man.
You get up.
I'm up.
You wake up. You think you're awake.
I'm awake.
And you think, I can't go back to sleep again.
I can't go back to sleep, man.
Give me another one.
I fell back asleep, and then I remember Elvis was getting up, and I said, what's the matter? And he said he was going to go in the bathroom and read. And the last thing I said to him, I said, don't fall asleep. And he said, I won't. And he walked into the bathroom. And that's the last time I saw Elvis.
Bathroom, there was a smaller TV and a barber's chair. Sometimes he'd just sit in there and read in the barber chair.
On the toilet.
I'd love to have... I don't have a big enough bathroom for a barber's chair. I'd love to have a barber's chair.
Yeah. Let's hear
I want one, man.
Elvis explaining his divorce to Cilla.
Okay. Oh, very good.
This is a good one.
Good evening. It didn't even matter a great deal whether you liked Elvis or not.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
That's David Brinkley.
8 million
again.
Different things here. David Brinkley. Divorce. Hold on. Number eight. Sorry. Explains.
Didn't really matter whether you liked Elvis or not.
I'm sorry.
No, the thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. Our divorce came about not because of another man.
Hold on. Mike O'Mara.
No, the thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. Our divorce came about not because of another man or another woman, but because of the circumstances involving my career. I was traveling.
There you go, Mike.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right, now let's hear it.
I was traveling too much.
Let's hear Elvis now, really. He explains why they got divorced.
No, the thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. Our divorce came about not because of another man or another woman, but because of the circumstances involving my career. I was traveling too much. I was gone too much. And it was just an agreement that I didn't think it was fair to her because I was gone so much and everything. So I, therefore, as decently as you can do that type of thing, we just made an agreement to her to always be friends and be close and care.
Yeah.
Because we have a daughter to raise. And for her to have whatever she wanted as a settlement. After the settlement, it came out and about $2 million, you know. Well, after that, I got her a mink coat. I know it.
What?
I'm talking about the mink coat. You hang loose with it.
He's a little distracted.
He mumbles.
He's all over the place because he's so high.
I've heard this thing a million times, and still I lose my place because he mumbles, and I forget what he's mumbling about.
After the agreement, mink coat, settle down, Jack. Yeah, plus tech, there's a fly.
I have a toothache. Where's Cosby? Snorting.
He can put up his nose, man.
The XKE Jag, after the song escaped her, she got me, listen to this, tonight.
Night.
$42,000 white Rolls Royce.
Elvis, you're okay.
Elvis, his ex-wife bought him a $42,000 Bentley tonight.
White. Material possessions aren't that much to me, ma'am.
Tonight.
I just want to say we're good friends. You bought me a Rolls Royce.
Tonight. And listen to these idiots. Yay.
Hey, Elvis.
It's the type of relationship that we have, you know, and it's not a bad setup, is it, fellas? You know, I mean, I got part of it back anyway, did I? I wasn't hurting too bad, but I mean, I did get part of it back. You know, she bought the car just out of a gesture of love, and she likes the studs that I have. It's not a car, it's a studs. No. God.
Shh, help me. Toothache.
No, it's called a stud. A studs. And she likes a stud. She likes his studs. Mike Stone ain't no stud, so forget it. She liked his studs.
There's the dig at Mike Stone.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give her the studs, and she can give me the role.
Yes.
Stone, but I wish he was a stud, you know. He's a nice guy.
Hey, one girl really reached.
I know it.
Yeah, man. I followed you to about 5-7 minutes. There's the building back over there, Rick.
We could have taken a boat.
We got to cross the bridge.
Yeah, last matinee.
The rowboat.
That's a Gator Bowl over there.
Yeah. Is that when we got caught that night, Chief? When the
door was locked.
At the Gator Bowl?
Yeah.
And you guys put me through a window into a paddy wagon and took me to the hospital?
Yep, we fought them all that far. I mean, we fought them.
Wow. Well, that was a lot of great Elvis tapes right there, Mike.
Playing a lot of stuff I haven't heard in a long, long time.
We've still not talked about Elvis and sex.
Yeah. Very significant part of his life. Just like the food, Jack.
When we come back, sexually retarded Elvis.
Anything about Judy Spreckles.
Which leads into the secret sex life of Elvis.
Wonderful.
Chicken rigassee.
Hamburger medium rare. Cluck, cluck there, loud as they could be. My favorite Elvis song.
Those chicks got out of line.
Chicken fricassee.
Remember, fricassee.
We're just here to make memories.
And when my feet began to stink, Mom would wash them in the sink.
Elvis was my friend.
I know. We'll We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.